God. Lungs on fire. Ow! Crap! I hate this! Running is terrible. Everything is the worst. Oh my God. Oh my God.
It gets easier.
Huh?
Every day it gets a little easier.
Yeah?
But you gotta do it every day. That's the hard part. But it does get easier.
Okay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Unmotivated Habits Podcast. This will be part one of a series of episodes where I'd like to talk about the things I track in my life and why I track them, when I started tracking them, and what they've done to improve things. And the first one I want to discuss isn't necessarily the one that's had the biggest impact on my life or the fastest results, but I think it's probably the best place to start. I'm happy I started with it just by chance, and it definitely helps with the introduction of new habits. So without further ado, let's get into mood tracking. I've been tracking my mood every day for the past 2 years, and what kicked it off was I was having these regular breakdowns. Every few months I was having these breakdowns where I'd get into a funk or just like a multi-day lull where I'd struggle to get out of bed, and I guess a couple of them you could classify as just bouts of depression. And left to my own devices, I probably would have been fine just to wallow in self-pity for, you know, a week or two at a time. But my wife didn't feel the same way, and she suggested that I should probably do something to get a handle on the situation, which, to her credit, yeah, she was right. So what happened was I started tracking my mood regularly, 2 or 3 times a day using an app. And what it did was, It started off by showing me that most of the time, probably 90% of the time, things were good. And that had an impact on my bad moods, because typically I'd get into a bad mood and then it would spiral down because I'd have these feelings of, I always feel this way and I never feel like it's going to get better. And those are two feelings, that the always and never feelings, that usually aren't right. We just, in our heads, they feel that way at the moment, but we know it's not true. So in tracking my mood, I was able to visualize that. I'd get in a funk and I'd get in a bad place, and then I'd put it in my mood tracker. Yeah, I feel real shitty right now, and that's what I would mark down in the app. But then at the same time, I'd see the rest of the week I felt pretty good. And it's not that I always feel this way, it's that I feel this way at the moment. And based on previous experiences, I'll probably feel this way for the next day or two. But I didn't, actually, because just knowing that, that there was an end in sight, it just, from the start, it started to shorten those lengths of time where I didn't feel so good. So the app I use is a mood tracking app called Daylio, D-A-Y-L-I-O, and I really love it because it's helped me to see patterns in myself and what really puts me into a bad mood, what I'm doing when I feel good, and that's been very helpful in getting to the root of the problems. For example, when I used to get into those breakdown moments, I would think that it was all based on work and the stress that came with work. And then in tracking, I found out that I actually felt pretty good whenever I was working. I enjoyed it. And what would typically set me off was actually watching TV and feeling unproductive. And the app showed me that. It said, when you're feeling bad, one of the trends is you're watching TV. And another trend, which isn't really a shocker to anyone at this point, is that I'd feel good after I exercise. How about that? And you might find similar trends. You might think, oh, it was a long day of work. Now I just want to sit down, relax, turn on the news. And then next thing you know, you feel awful and you're not sure why. Well, guess what? You might find out that it's sitting down to watch the news that makes you feel so bad. These days, it might even be the reason you're not getting any sleep. But politics aside, sorry about that, this app Dailyo, I highly recommend it. They are always adding new features to, like the one that I'm almost glad they didn't have when I started using it is mood stability. That might have been ugly back then. And the way I have it set up is that it's got a 5-level system of moods, and you can edit them to say whatever you want. For example, mine goes from shitty to bad to okay to good to great. So you've got all 5 levels, and the key is to be super honest about how you're feeling if you want to get the good results. But 3 times a day, I have morning, afternoon, night, I get a little pop-up on my phone and it says, how are you feeling? And I put in how I'm feeling, and you can add in your own activities list. So for example, at night I can say I'm feeling good, and then I can put in all the things I did between the afternoon and 7 p.m. log. For example, I can say I meditated, I exercised, I read, and I feel great. And it'll link those things, and it'll say, hey, typically when you read, you're feeling great. And I also put things in there like getting into arguments with my wife, and I also put conflict resolution on there. So I actually visually see, hey, I feel really bad after I get into arguments, but if I apologize and say sorry, all of a sudden I magically feel good again. So I know most people don't get that in depth. I realize I'm a little bit crazy, but even if you just put things like reading and exercise and all the normal things, you can start to see some trends that'll be beneficial to you. For example, introducing new habits to your life. So if you're introducing meditation or hitting a step goal, you can see if it's having a positive impact or not. So that's just about all I have on mood tracking. It's nothing too in-depth. It's just a little reminder 3 times a day to tell you how you're feeling, and then put it into some charts to see what you can do to make some changes. So go out, get the Dailyo app, let me know how you like it, and good luck. I'll see you next time on the Unmotivated Habits podcast. Thanks for listening.